Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Barnabas has found Saul in Tarsus, and in verse 26 of Acts 11, when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year, they assembled with the church and taught a great many people, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. And it is interesting to me that Saul, the former terrorist who was killing Christians, who's been kicked out of Jerusalem by the church, sent to Tarsus, has now been recovered by one of the young, bright, shining stars of the church, Barnabas, for a whole year goes into Antioch and shares the gospel of Jesus, the gospel of grace. And this is what I find interesting. The story of the early church and the development of what we call Christianity jumps from Jerusalem and the ministry of legends like Peter and John and James to Antioch and the ministry of a nobody called Saul, a guy who didn't even see Jesus in the flesh while he was on the earth. And yet the Holy Spirit is going to almost jump tracks. We're going to start to follow Paul, not exclusively. We're still, in fact, the 12th chapter is going to be spent mostly with Peter. But we're going to start to follow Paul by the 13th chapter almost exclusively in the book of Acts. And you could say, well, that's because Luke is his companion, his disciple, and so Luke's going to write about Paul. True, but Luke has been writing about everyone else up until this time. And I think it's just showing us that the Holy Spirit is shifting gears. The Holy Spirit is itching to get out of Jerusalem, to stop ministering only to Jews, to minister this gospel of grace to the world. And so the first Christians are so named under the ministry of Saul and Barnabas in Antioch. Some historians have said, and I think said rightfully, by the way, that Christianity as a religion was started not by Jesus, but by Paul. And I know what they mean. What they mean is that Jesus didn't come and set up any form of parameters around what we would know as Christianity. Those are based, for the most part, on the ministry and writings of the Apostle Paul. So some have called Christianity Paul's religion, his version of Christ. Now, Christianity as a religion, I don't care so much for. But Christianity, the lifestyle, the relationship, I'm passionate about. And that Paul didn't start. That was started by Christ. Christ taught us what God looked like, who he was, and how to have relationship with people who are hard to relate to. That was really the crux of Christ's ministry. It's not just showing you how to relate to people that are easy to relate to. You don't need help with that. We need help with those who are hard to relate to, and Jesus was great at teaching us that lesson. So while they call them Christians in Antioch, that Christianity as a religion is going to develop out of that Apostle Saul that's there. Verse 27, and in these days prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch. Then one of them named Agabus stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. I want to stop here because I want to give a whole day's podcast to the relief effort to Judea that happens in the early church and how giving was birthed out of a response of the Spirit. We'll get into that tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.